Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
We've got Georgia baseball coach Wes Johnson. We're going to start the show with Wes today, coming off a big series win this past weekend. Coach, appreciate your time, man.
Well, thanks for having me, man. Always love coming on, and you know, always. Sometimes people think I'm joking. I talked to Chris Lakos today. Looked at scorebook of your last game. I mean, you got any eligibility left? We need you, man.
I'd have to DH, I think, at this point in time. You got plenty of hitting, though. You know, I could pitch maybe an inning or two for you.
Hey, sometimes we need three outs, and they all count.
You know, when I came over here, and Coach Dooley was gracious enough to say, okay, we're going to let you play baseball. As long as you're contributing, we'll let you play baseball all 4 years. And Coach Roy Umstead was the coach my freshman year. And so he says, you know, what do you want to do here? You want to pitch? You want to play the outfield? I did both in high school. And I said, well, I like to do both. And he says, let me get this straight. So you're going to miss fall ball playing football, and then you want to come out in the spring and you want to pitch and play the outfield. And I said, oh, all right, I'll just play the outfield then, you know, if that's going to be a problem.
Yes.
Those were good times. So good series this past weekend, man. You guys bounced back really nice.
Yeah, you know, the guys are really resilient. You know, you look at that opening weekend in league play, and you know, we didn't play very well. We had a lot of breaks not go our way. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen when you go on the road, and you know, we've got to learn to deal with adversity a little bit when you get out there. Things aren't going to go your way on the road. Typically, you need to be ready for that, and you need to be ready to accept that challenge. And then, you know, we got back. We played a really good Wofford team on Tuesday after that series, and you know, the message was just simple: we're back home. We got to get back focused. We got to concentrate even harder. We can't give away bats or pitches, and went out, had a good game, and against Wofford, like I say, a really good Wofford team, and then, you know, rolled into Alabama, and, you know, you don't know how you're going to respond. We had to play a doubleheader. Doubleheaders are hard in our league, and especially to sweep them, but we had, I had scheduled a doubleheader earlier in our non-conference just because I knew one would be coming. I wanted our guys to be ready to be on their feet for 18 innings. I mean, you know, playing this game, just being on your feet for 18 innings is tough. Being able to stay focused and have great concentration. So I you know, referred back to that with our guys going into Saturday, and I think it really helped. And our guys were hungry. It was two really good ball games. Obviously, we hit the walk-off grand slam in game one, and then I think Alabama's best pitchers are their guy who goes game two, and then we were able to beat him and get him out of the game, and you know, then carried it over into Sunday, which was a lot of fun.
The walk-off grand slam in that first game, I was a little stunned that your player was suspended for the second game for excessive celebration, was it?
Yeah.
You got to wait until you touch home plate before you throw the helmet up in the air?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of factors that's going on now with the NCAA trying to, you know, curb, I guess, excessive celebration that might lead to some form of, you know, a brawl or an altercation. And, yeah, it was unfortunate. Obviously, we didn't like it. Obviously, we've you know, done what we need to do, I guess, on reporting our end of it. I guess I'll leave it at that. And, yeah, but no, we had Kobe back on Sunday, and it was good. I think he had three hits on Sunday, so, you know, it was good to have him back in the lineup.
So Corey Collins has been hitting that ball for you too, man. I mean, my goodness, he's been lighting it up. And tell us about the job he's doing. I know everybody's talking about Charlie Condon, but wanted to ask you about Collins.
You know, we moved Corey to the leadoff spot, and you know, he's obviously not your conventional leadoff guy. He's not going to steal bases. But when you've got Superman hitting behind him and Charlie Condon, you just need guys on base. And Corey has phenomenal plate discipline and, you know, has a high on-base percentage. So we're like, okay, this is going to be a good move. Corey can also really hit a fastball. So what you're seeing is, you know, they'll try to get Corey to chase one or two, and then they're getting in that 2-0 count. or even that 2-1 count, and they're giving him the fastball, and this guy can hit fastballs. And he's doing a phenomenal job of doing it. You know, it's like I told him, I said, Corey, you know, we talked about moving your leadoff to get on base. You're just keeping going, which I like. Keep touching them all, but nobody's still on base in front of Charlie. So, obviously phenomenal week for him. Was the SEC Player of the Week. 3 homers in a game, you know, last week. I mean, he's just and he's older. You know, there's something to be said for the older players in our league. They just know what to expect. They've seen a lot of different pitches, a lot of different pitchers, you know, with different stuff, different angles. And so nothing really surprises them that you just got to execute to get him out. And right now he's not chasing at all. So it really helps us.
Got a chance to spend a little time with Charlie Condon this past football season and just left so impressed. You know, I didn't see him swing the bat. I saw him, you know, play a little bit last year, but just as a, you know, student athlete, just seems to be a great guy. And so, been texting back and forth with him a little bit. Just he's been the talk of the program here so far. I'm just stunned they're still pitching to him.
Well, you know, you look at it, and like I say, some of the things that we're doing with the lineup and some of the guys that are, as I call it, bookending him, obviously Corey in front. Another guy, Slade Alford, who's hitting behind Charlie right now. Slade is a really, really tough out. Right now he's in the top – these are crazy little stats I look at. He's in the top 5 of 2-strike foul balls. So that just lets you know that you're really going to have to make pitches to get Slade out. He's going to sit in there and battle and drive pitch counts and do different things and also has the ability to hit it out of any ballpark that we play in at any time against any pitcher. And so people are just, you know, we've kind of got it set up right now. You got to pick who's really going to hurt you. Obviously, Charlie is the highest risk
one. Got to pitch to somebody.
But, you know, if he's on first base and then Slade comes up and runs that ball out of the yard, you know, it's not just – it's 2 runs. So, you know, those guys need to continue to do some things like they are, meaning Corey and Slate and a few other ones, Dylan Goldstein. And if they'll do that, people are going to have to continue to pitch to Charlie.
Talking with Bulldog baseball coach Wes Johnson, getting ready for a trip up to Knoxville, taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. So the pitching staff got roughed up a little in Lexington. And You went with basically the same group against Alabama, and they performed at a much higher level. You must have coached them up coming into the second series. What's going on with that?
Well, yeah, you know, I've talked to a lot of people about our pitching staff, and, you know, we've got a lot of guys who are just, quite frankly, are inexperienced in the roles they're in that we need them to pitch in. And what you're seeing is you obviously have to coach every week, every day. You know, you have to get them better every single day in this league. And so there is going to be a progression. You'll see them, you know, hopefully continue to get better, but it just doesn't happen overnight. We want it to happen as fast as it can. I think that, you know, when we got roughed up that weekend in Kentucky, they learned a lot. And sometimes, as you guys know, you got to have that little bit of failure to really be able to pull back and continue to put a plan together that's going to show them how they can be successful. And, you know, that's what we're continuing to work on. They still got a long ways to go. I'm not going to sit here and say we're even close to a finished product on the mound, but we're going to continue to work and get better, and hopefully we'll continue to get good results.
The Buck Belue Show research staff researching the first 2 weekends of SEC baseball play, and apparently there's a home field advantage going on in the SEC, which is absolutely loaded, Coach. I think everybody knows that by now. If you can win in the SEC, you can win anywhere. So 11 of the 14 series, the first 2 weeks of the SEC schedule, have been won by the home team. What's going on?
Yeah, I think recruiting is getting so concentrated on just your ballpark, right? You know you're going to play 15 SEC games there. You know you're going to play the majority of your non-conference games there. You need to, you know, prepare for your ballpark. And you look, and, you know, the one way to look at it is Kentucky, for example. They play in the biggest ballpark in our league. And so they're known for pitchers that sink the ball and, you know, they're able to steal a lot of of bases, and they recruit a lot of speed. Not that anybody doesn't want speed, but they don't recruit power as much. I mean, they obviously try to, but, I mean, they're more focused on that, where we look at things and we think we can hit home runs. So we would take the power more over the speed, for example, just because of the way our ballpark plays, and especially guys who can hit the ball to, you know, the right field. So I think what's happening in the league is everybody is really honing in and recruiting to their ballpark. And so you're seeing that. You're seeing guys, you know, they're comfortable there. They're able to play in their game where, you know, a Kentucky comes to a smaller ballpark, you know, the bunting and stuff just gives outs away, and there's always a chance for a massive three-run homer that can really flip a game, for example. So you're seeing that. You're seeing that a lot.
Well, best of luck this weekend. I tell you, all these weekends are tough. You don't get a weekend off, do you? I mean, Tennessee's got a really good club. What are you expecting to see out of those guys?
Yeah, I think, they're ranked as number five in the country. They're really, really offensive. Another team that's really built for their ballpark. They're extremely offensive. I really like their three starters, and they have two to three really good arms out of the bullpen. So, you know, they're a club that's like a lot of the clubs in our league. Really good offense, older. Their ballpark plays a little similar to ours. I think we're the two leading home run teams in the country. So we'll just see. Hopefully we'll go up there and we'll continue to swing a hot bat, and we'll make some pitches and things will go our way.
Should be a good atmosphere up there. You got a lot of good atmospheres in the SEC these days. I mean, it's incredible the fan support these SEC programs are getting, and you guys too.
Yeah, no, I mean, our fans this past weekend were phenomenal. I talked about that. I mean, I think we were over 11,000 for the weekend, and we couldn't have done it. I mean, even our players were coming in talking about the energy that they were getting from from our fans. So I can't thank them enough. But, yeah, when you go on the road, I mean, it's not quite as similar as football, but, I mean, like today, we've got practice today, and, you know, we'll do a couple things with some crowd noise just to make sure that everybody can still communicate, because it does. I mean, the big difference between, you know, the football and baseball crowds is the crowds in baseball, they're like right on top of you. So it doesn't take but about, you know, 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 people for it to get loud, because they're just right there on you. And so, you know, we have to practice that. We have to be ready for that. And then we have to be able to slow the game down when you're on the road and those situations happen.
I'm sure it seemed like a little bit of a whirlwind taking over the baseball program. How's it going? You're settling in. How's the family adjusting to Athens? How's that going?
Yeah, I don't know that you ever settle in, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
You're too busy?
Yeah, it's every day. But, no, we're doing good. Everybody's doing good. Yeah, we're getting close, I guess, if there's ever a point where you do truly settle. You guys know this league's so competitive, and you don't ever sleep a lot, right? I mean, yeah. There's always some recruiting, preparation, getting ready to play. So, but we're getting close. We're getting close to settling in.
All right, we're going to come cheer you on in Starkville coming up here in a couple of weeks. Looking forward to seeing you guys out there.
Yeah, Starkville's, I coached there way back in 2016, and, know the environment now. We were at the old stadium. They've got the new one now, but which is way more hitter-friendly. It used to be the biggest ballpark, you know, in the league. Prior to building the new stadium. So it'll be interesting. I've only played one series there with the new ballpark. So I'm anxious to get over there as well and take on a really good team. And we're a really good team, so it should be a lot of fun.
You guys are off to a great start. I wish you nothing but the best moving forward, Wes. Thanks so much for coming over, spending a little time with me today.
You bet. Thanks for having me, and go Dogs.
Sick 'em. Yeah, appreciate it, man. Bulldog baseball team off to a great start to this SEC season, and we appreciate Wes Johnson so much coming over and spending a little time with us today. Just love my time playing with the Bulldog baseball team here at the University of Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM, or download the Fan app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.